step to the task and miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You know, Ramona, see, this is what you get from your I want to say your average Georgia fan, but we have some Georgia fans on the text line who are good, smart, right-thinking people. But the other day I wrote this. I wrote, Justin Fields thinks he's back at Georgia. Actually, I wrote this several days ago, right? And people laughed and thought, you know, yeah, that's right, you know, because, again, we explained this. He's, you know, he thought he was in a racist situation in Georgia. Now he's in Chicago. He's behind a guy with a bright red mustache. You know, he thinks he can't win because everywhere he goes, he's behind some, you know, some white scrub. So I wrote that, right? And that's what it means, and everybody understands that, except this Georgia fan named Colin, who, in response to that, sends me DJ Uiagalelei stats. Okay, see. Here's what I wrote in response to his sending me DJ Uiagalelei stats, Ramona. I wrote, Maine has great seafood. You know, I mean,
yeah, because the two things don't have anything to do with them.
Right, has absolutely nothing to do with anything. Has nothing to do with my original tweet. Nothing. And now he's written me again, and he's saying, oh, I thought you said DJ was going to be good. Dude's below average. My dogs ate his lunch. Your dog scored 3 points on offense, all right? And again, I knew you wouldn't get the Maine has great seafood. I knew it. I knew that it would sail right over your head, and it certainly did. Not at all surprised. Not at all surprised. You know, the telephone pole genetic tree will get you every time.
It's the gnats.
Yeah, you can't escape it. Back to the Vive broadband communication phone lines, and it is Red. Red, how are you?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Good, Red. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I had a question. Now, wouldn't that be coaching suicide if Eric Bieniemy took that job because of the fact that he's going to get an NFL job, and he's truly a great NFL coach. And then would anybody, like the Cincinnati coach, that would be coaching suicide because they're not going to win. And the only person that I could see with enough arrogance to take that job at USC is Ed Orgeron from LSU. I think that's who they need. LSU needs to get another coach because they're not going to be very good. And he would be a perfect candidate with his, you know, that California attitude he's got. And they would be able to afford him.
Yeah, well, your first point on Bieniemy, I think, is interesting. You know, could it be sort of career suicide? Yeah, you know, on the other hand, you know, look, I imagine he's a little frustrated by now because there have been lots of job openings. He's interviewed right. for lots of jobs. You know, he's been endorsed by Andy Reid as brilliant. A team that's been competing for Super Bowls. So why would you not look at Bieniemy for one of those jobs? I mean, I honestly think if Bieniemy is, I don't want to say forced, but in a way forced to take the Southern Cal job because he's so frustrated he just is not getting a head coaching opportunity. I think it's actually a little bit of a black eye for the NFL and the Rooney Rule and everything else they've tried to implement to sort of broaden minority coaching hire possibilities. I think everyone sort of agrees that Bieniemy should have had an opportunity by now. And I guess the question, Red, that he's got to be thinking in his own mind, you know, if one of the major jobs in college football opens up in an area where he has lots of roots, do you take that or do you wait for something that just doesn't seem to be coming your way?
Yeah, I figured he had that job, a coaching job in the NFL 5 years ago. But and one coach that I've been keeping my eye out for, eventually they're going to have to pay him. And I don't know how they're doing this year, but Billy Napier would be a good fit for USC. A young coach like him to go out there, start fresh, and bring a winning attitude out there to USC. I mean, I like Billy Napier, and I think he's going to get a major head coaching job soon.
Yeah, you know, he may have to take an incremental step. We've had some callers, Robert from Georgia, who thought he might get the Alabama job. I just don't think – I think you have to take some sort of incremental step from Louisiana before you jump to that level job. But I will say this. Had he beaten Texas this year after beating Iowa State last year, I think it certainly would have caught the attention of the Power Five schools. But I agree with you. I think he's a hot name, and I think his star is definitely rising. I'm still not sure you could go from Louisiana to USC without some sort of incremental step. But it depends what the USC job is valued at now, Red. I mean, it's an interesting situation because, you know, the program has been down since Carroll. And they've made lots of questionable AD hires as well. I don't know. I mean, I don't feel strongly about any of the names, really, that have been floated out in connection with that job. So I guess we'll see. But Bieniemy, you know, Bieniemy, I think, look, if he had his druthers and somebody offered him an NFL job, I have no doubt he'd take the NFL job. I think that's what he really wants. But again, he may be getting impatient enough now that if a job like USC is offered, he might just take that.
Yeah. But I sure appreciate y'all, and I enjoy listening to y'all every week, every
Thank
day.
You, Red.
And it's a great time. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Red. Appreciate All everything right. you do. Tessa, did you say Justin Fields being behind Fromm was racially motivated? No, I didn't say that. I mean, let's not make stuff up, all right? No, Justin Fields got out of Georgia and was able to transfer because he claimed racial injustice. Okay? That's what I said. All right? So, no. Don't twist that into something else. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Hey, I got 3 points I want to make. First of all, if I'm Southern Cal, I'm throwing a curveball to the left and going in a completely different direction, and I'm doing what South Carolina Gamecocks should have done, and I'm going to hire Jamie Chadwell and his staff at Coastal Carolina. It's amazing what he's done at Myrtle Beach at that small college, and who cares about where he's from and his roots and his connections? It's Southern Cal. My grandmother could knock on your door and say, hey, I got a scholarship to Southern Cal. Do you want to take it? And they're going to take it. So recruiting will not be an issue, but the coaching philosophy, the drive, the determination, his is solid all the way around. So take a chance, get Jamie Chadwell that job, and let's see where he takes.
That's
number two.
By the way, Kevin, that's the most innovative offense in America. They are as well coached as any team in America. That staff's been together for a decade. He'd bring that whole staff with him. I have no idea how people snoozed on him at the end of last year, but you know, if at the end of this year, once they go unbeaten again, or once they, you know, go through 11-1, 12-0, because that's what they're going to do. You know, I have to imagine one of these big schools is going to wake up and do the right thing. Whether it's Southern Cal all the way across the country or not, I don't know. But look, I'm in favor of that staff showing up anywhere because I think they're just excellent.
Well, this game Saturday between the Gamecocks and the Bulldogs, I cannot wait. I hope South Carolina goes in there and scores 12 points and beats Georgia because we know their offense is not very good. Right? All we got to do is put up a couple of field goals and we're in. Right?
12 points and beats Georgia. I mean, I got to admit, that would be pretty funny. If South Carolina scores 12 points and beat Georgia, if South Carolina scores 12 points and beats Georgia, the Monday show will be nothing but a 4-hour laugh tracks.
The point spread is so outrageous. It's anywhere from 28 to 31.
Yeah.
And I work with a bunch of Georgia fans, and they won't touch it. They're scared to death to back this team with that point spread. They'll go head up, but they're scared. They know what happened in 2019 when they were ranked third in the country. Granted, this is a different team, different situation, but it shows you it can happen on any given Saturday. So, with that being said, I want to send props out to the L.A. Raiders last night. That was one of the best Monday night football games I've seen in years. The overtime, Brian Edwards, the former Gamecock receiver, making two huge catches.
Yeah, he came up big late.
From the 30-yard line. Amazing 55-yard field goal. Harbaugh thought he had that game when he took the 14-point lead and then 3-point lead with 30 seconds to go. And it was nice to see that smirk wiped off his face by John Gruden. John Gruden's a little crazy-looking himself anyway. But the Harbaugh brothers are some arrogant brothers, and I'm glad to see him back at home with a loss.
Thank you, Kevin. Good job. Yeah, you know, it was an entertaining game. It was a little sloppy, which, you know, didn't decrease from the entertainment value. It was back and forth. It was crazy in the overtimes I really thought when Leatherwood took the false start penalty, I thought it was over. I thought that's the mistake that kills you, and it did. Again, instead of scoring a touchdown and winning the game, ending the game, it backed the Raiders back to the 5-yard line, and then Carr threw, and it was deflected off a helmet, and it wound up being picked off. And again, I blame Leatherwood for that, not Carr. You can't, there is nothing worse than taking a false start on the 6-inch line on second down. Nothing worse. And that's what happened. It caused the interception, but the Raiders created a fumble with Lamar Jackson again. He fumbled it away a couple times, and Derek Carr played well. You know, the Ravens are dealing with lots of injuries. I still think it's a formidable bunch. Does Lamar need to protect the ball a little bit better? He does, but he's still such a sensational freak of nature. I mean, he's Gale Sayers playing quarterback. I think Baltimore will get better and better. Sometimes when a team sort of feels like they gave away a game, they come back from that strongly. I would expect the Raiders to bounce back to a degree. We'll see how that all plays out. Clemson dominates. I'm going to get to you. You know, the other thing was the Manning brothers on the, you know, whatever that is, ESPN 2 or 3 or 17 or, you know, whatever that deal is with the Manning brothers. I watched a good bit of that. I guess Barkley was on with them. I did not see that. I saw Kelsey and I saw Russell Wilson on with them. I thought that both Manning brothers were really entertaining. I thought Eli was shockingly entertaining. You know, everyone thinks of him as, you know, da 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 da. But I thought Eli actually sounded like the smartest guy in the room, and I thought he was actually pretty glib and pretty entertaining, which is not what you normally would think of with Eli. And I thought it was an interesting production. The problem is that it's an entirely different way to watch the game. It's less focus on the game and more focus on conversation about the game. Some of it related to football X and O's, some of it not. Honestly, you know, this is never going to happen, but if you wanted to fix Monday Night Football, and Peyton's already turned it down, I think you could put both Mannings in a booth with either a pros pro running it or not, and add Barkley. I know it sounds insane, but with the Mannings, you're getting plenty of football analysis. And the back and forth between them, I thought was really pretty good. But you don't get the full big screen game very often. And so it's an entirely different way to watch the game. It's an interesting compliment to the
regular broadcast. I had no issues with it, really. I mean, I watched a good bit of it, and I found it, you know, pretty entertaining for the most part. I didn't have any real problem with it. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary is just an incredible guy. He has helped so many of you already, and so many of you have written me to say that, look, there were things you had no idea of, and that Gary's expertise and his patience in answering all of your questions and guiding you through this process has just been a godsend. You will all find that to be true of Gary if you take the time to call him. Many of you text in questions for Gary. We try to address one listener question a week, so feel free to send yours in. You can always just call Gary for advice as well. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. Gary's been on Medicare himself for a few years. He understands the process from both sides of the equation. Gary's an independent agent. That means he represents all of the companies in your service area. See, I think that's something that people don't realize, that when you lock in with one insurance company, you get whatever they sell. You don't get the rest of the market as you do with an independent agent who represents everything. So Gary represents all of the options in your service area. And Gary is going to always be there for you after the sale. And best of all, his services always come free to you. He's going to save you money. He's going to help find you a better situation because he's compensated by the insurance companies, not you. It doesn't cost you anything to utilize Gary's services. It's going to help your situation. Gary has over 16 years experience helping people with Medicare and their best choice. Gary's motto, of course, is do no harm. So if you're in the best situation, he'll tell you to stay there. If you're aging into Medicare, either turning 65 or through the disability route, please contact Gary for assistance. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484, or visit him on the web, insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com, insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. Clemson Dominates and Dave in Simpsonville as soon as we get back.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at ThompsonKing.com.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
The Health Dare, we only care about one kind of fat. Belly fat. It increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Inches on your belly can be years on your life. It's not worth ignoring, so call the Health Dare. We specialize in blasting belly fat, and at the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
When you give, you get. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston wants you to give 3 new kids items with tags on them for Mary's House. We need clothes, shoes, diapers, and toys in any size or stage. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30, buy 2, get 1 free body jewelry, or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston, a small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
Hey, neighbor.
Hello. Y'all okay?
Yes, we're good, but that storm was rough. I bet the winds were blowing up to 100 miles per hour.
I know. Trees are down everywhere. Why do you have power and the rest of the neighborhood doesn't?
I have a Generac home standby generator installed by Central Electrical Services. My food is cold in the fridge, AC is on, water's hot, and I can charge my phone.
You wouldn't have to have their number.
Yeah, call them today for a free estimate for your Generac home standby generator. 864-556-8002.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned third place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
I think I might be going into a Java chip Oreo coma.
You think so?
I do.
They are good.
I know. I told you.
You were right.
And you thought you didn't like coffee, but now Ramona's
wolfing
them down.
Yeah, I like these.
There's still like 2 bags of them out there. You better grab them.
I saw that there is 1 bag out there that hadn't been opened.
Oh, okay. Well, grab that one. Take that. Yeah, take that. Take that one away, because you know stuff doesn't last long around here.
No, it doesn't.
KC Chiefs Chad said, I enjoyed it some, the Manning stuff. He says it was a tad bit distracting from the game at times. So, yeah, there's no question. That's the dilemma with it. That's the absolute dilemma with it. Tess says, put the Manning brothers in and bring back Dennis Miller. No, I would veto that.
I don't like Dennis Miller.
You know, here's the thing. When people complained about Miller on Monday Night Football, the response was, the erudite response was, the snooty, uppity response was, well, you just don't get his jokes. No, I get every joke he's ever told. I just don't want him on Monday Night Football. Here's the thing. I don't hate Dennis Miller. I just don't want him on Monday Night Football because it sounds like all he did is write down jokes like 6 months ago or 6 years ago and just wait for situations to insert them. There was never any natural flow with Dennis Miller. None of that humor ever came off as being off the cuff or live. It all just seemed so canned and phony. It just didn't work. So no, I don't think you want to do that. Plus he's like 110 now too. So,
So I'll say no to that. I veto that. Clemson dominates, and then Dave in Simpsonville. Clemson dominates. Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, thanks. So three things. First of all, on the Monday Night Football thing, I was watching the Manning deal, because they had Ray Lewis in the second quarter, Travis Kelce in the third quarter, and Russell Wilson in the fourth quarter. And not only were you getting expert commentary that made the, all this stuff more understandable, but you had relevance there because you had a Hall of Famer and then you had a couple of guys that are active that are elite. On NFL, whenever they do Monday Night Football, if they do have a guest, it's for 2 minutes and then, oh, we're going to commercial break. Well, thanks for joining us. And, I much prefer that because I don't need the announcers because a lot of times them and the color guys are talking down to me like I'm an idiot. And I guess they have to do that for the uneducated fans. But for somebody who knows football, I much prefer the way the Manning thing is. And I'll be watching it that way for the remainder of the season.
Well, that's interesting. And it was sort of like a casual conversation format. And one thing I will say is that they're certainly more personable than the two guys doing the actual game. And that's a bit of a dilemma, I think, in terms of how you handle that from a broadcasting standpoint. I even thought Eli was entertaining, which, I didn't know he had the capacity for that.
Yeah, no, I was kind of shocked at that too, but it came off and it was, the way it came off, it was perfect. Yeah. So, kudos to that. Second thing was another thing from the Florida State debacle is following the game, while that guy was, proposing to his girlfriend after the loss, Jacksonville State went and they planted their flag in the middle of the 50-yard line of the Florida State helmet. Not even a legit program, like an FCS program, planting their flag in your field. Yeah. That's ultimate.
It's brutal. And, that really is brutal. Oh. that's one of the worst things ever. It wasn't bad enough that the game ended the way it did, but then you get the classic insult to injury situation with the planting of the flag.
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that an FCS school even had a flag to plant, that's great. And then, they got paid $400,000 to kick Florida State's butt, too.
That's a bad day. I mean, seriously, that's a bad day. That's a bad day at the office.
Great day for Jacksonville State. Not so much for Florida State.
Yeah.
And as far as Baker Mayfield goes, if it was me and I had a choice between Baker Mayfield and Joe Burrow, I'm going Joe Burrow 10 Sundays out of 10 Sundays. I'm not Baker Mayfield's okay, but Joe Burrow's a winner. And even though Zach Taylor's not a great coach, the fact that he had Joe Burrow was able to bail him out, because Joe Burrow, he's going to make a difference. Because the last two seasons, Cincinnati was 2-13-1 in games decided by one score or less. And that is going to definitely turn around. So we beat Minnesota, and then we're going to beat Chicago because Andy Dalton, let's face it, Matt Nagy is not going to give up on that thing yet. I mean, he'll give up on it soon, but not yet because he's made so much out of it. He's not going to go away from it that quickly. So that's 2-0.
Yeah, he promised Andy Dalton the starting job. I mean, again, who in their right mind promises the red hen anything? Seriously, who would make that promise? Why? Why would you make that promise?
I'm glad. So whatever his reasoning, I'm glad for this week, chalk up another W. And then people seem to forget last year, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh with Ryan Finley as quarterback. They didn't even have Joe Burrow. And they had a lot of injuries. All those guys are back now. They're healthy. They made a whole bunch of additions. The defensive line is so much improved. They got six offensive holding calls on Minnesota. They had pressure on Kirk Cousins all day. They had five sacks on top of that. So, and the good thing about Baker Mayfield, he's always going to throw one or two balls up for grabs, like he did it against Kansas City at the end of the game. And he's going to throw up those balls. And, hopefully we can pick them off. And then, you know, last year it was pretty obvious that they didn't have anybody to cover T. Higgins. And then you add Ja'Marr Chase into the mix, you know, and Joe Mixon is back and he's healthy. The only thing is, though, they can't be running him 29 times a game. They're going to have to mix in a little bit more passing. I thought they were just bringing Joe Burrow back slowly, but man, such improvements. The offensive line is greatly improved.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, Joe Burrow had more time to throw, so Cincinnati is definitely a dark horse for a playoff spot. And, you know, if they and they almost beat Cincinnati. I mean, Cleveland last year. Cleveland had to score a thing at the last second, and that was against a team that's a Cincinnati team now that's greatly improved. So if they can win one against Pittsburgh, win ones against Cleveland, and these two games against Baltimore all of a sudden with all these injuries, and I think their left tackle had a significant injury last night. He was carted off the field. You know, they could win three or four division games, and then all of a sudden, you know, their record's going to be a lot better than everybody was anticipating.
Yep, I think you made a good call on that. Clemson, I got to run Clemson down. It's good talking to you as always. Yeah, look, I think Cincinnati is a vastly improved football team. There's no question. I think that most people would take Burrow over Baker Mayfield. And I certainly would, but I still think Mayfield is good enough to lead that Cleveland team, which is a hyper talented team, to the Super Bowl. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you?
Doing great. Well, you know, talking about Eli Manning, I enjoyed him when he was on Saturday Night Live, and both he and Peyton both have a great sense of humor. If you watch him in that whole Peyton place that ESPN Plus has, those episodes are actually really good. They're fun to watch. And, you know, you talk about Dennis Miller. Yeah, that's somebody that you have to have a dictionary and a thesaurus sitting by your side for every time he mentions something. His wording, his vocabulary, I don't know if it's just beyond the norm of regular consumption, but he just starts spout words. You go, what the heck did he just say? And, you know, you talked about, and I started laughing when you mentioned Monday's show if Carolina ends up beating Georgia. And I wasn't laughing at that fact. The fact is, if Carolina does beat Georgia 12-7, 10-7, it doesn't matter. Your Monday show is going to be a suicide watch for every Clemson fan. They're going to go get in Death Valley, stand on the top of the very top part of the upper deck, and they're going to start jumping. And you better watch out. They're going to be looking for Michelin to bring back Tony Elliott. So let's just hope for the safety sake of Clemson fan that South Carolina does not beat Georgia. Walt, let me ask you this. Do you really think that the mullet can translate to Los Angeles and to the Southern Cal? I think Jamie Chadwick is a great coach. I think his whole staff would be a great fit for a D1 program.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think Southern Cal has any idea what option football looks like or what a belly play is. I don't think so. I think that's the most diverse offense in the country.
Yeah.
But I think it's from Coastal Carolina to Southern Cal. That's a big jump. I don't mean from level to level. I mean from you know, culture to culture and all that stuff. Somebody actually wrote that on Twitter or on the text line earlier as well. Yeah, no, I don't think so. But I do think this. I think at the end of this season, I think Jamie Chadwell and staff are going to be moving on up.
Oh, I agree with you. And I'll tell you, you look at the big blue bloods that are kind of tanking right now, the Texases, the Southern Cals. I mean, these guys have a lot of money backing them, so they can write a check and get rid of these guys, you know, like they want to. I just think that if they're going to make a splash, they're going to need a bigger name. And that leads me to my last point, and I'll take it off the air. You know, the marriage in Jacksonville right now is kind of turbulent. If you've heard, you know, Urban and the coaches and the football players, they're all not getting along. So how easy is that going to stack up to Urban in Jacksonville, just go ahead and write him a check, say, hey, thanks, but we're going to go a different route, and he ends up at Southern Cal? Because wouldn't that be his extra dream job, you know, being in a position he's coached for a year after being off for a year and now sides into Southern Cal? Walt, I'll take it off here.
Thank you, Dave.
Get me in.
Well, okay, on Urban Meyer, the first thing is, I think he went the pro route because he was tired of the recruiting game. That's my guess. You know, he didn't call me last night and tell me that. This is my educated guess on it. Having said that, you know, I don't know that there's much internal strife in Jacksonville. I think that the issue is Urban Meyer's need and want to control all elements. He's finding difficult on the pro level because there are actually rules against some of that stuff. And you just can't do everything you could do collegiately. But here's the thing, Ramona. You know, as far as Jason LaCanfora's report that Urban Meyer could be soon departed at Jacksonville, as far as that report is concerned, you're going to be the first to know because we have the Urban Meyer coaches show at 8 p.m. If he's there, chances are he's staying. If he's not, you'll know. So, you know, here's what happens. At 7 p.m., I go off. Ellis Tolbert, 4th and 16, comes on for an hour. And then the Urban Meyer coaches show is supposed to be heard here on these airwaves at 8 p.m. If he's there for it, then I would imagine those reports are vastly premature. On the other hand, if at 8 p.m. we go to, national radio, then you'll know that maybe there's something to it. So stick around. You might find out the answer here right on the Roar at 8 p.m. tonight. Walter to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Join Out of Bounds live at Park National Bank Powdersville this Thursday, September 16th from noon to 3. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza, meet Qualk and Kelly, and maybe even win some Roar swag. The address is 10515 Anderson Road, just off Highway 81 in Easley. Thursday, September 16th, live with Qualk and Kelly from noon to 3 at Park National Bank Powdersville, off Highway 81 in Easley. We'll see you there.
Fried chicken, just like Mama makes. Seafood, platters, and fresh fried oysters, not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket, that's who. 226-3242, Highway 24, Anderson.
Try the new Bo's Chicken Sandwich for just $3.99. It's so good and only at Bojangles.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-808. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers are back in the Valley as their rivals from Atlanta come to town, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. There have been some classic games between these two foes over the years, and again at home, the Tigers look to come out on top. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff of the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Folks, Clemson football is back, and Death Valley will be rocking. On your way to Tigertown this season, your first stop should be Elkmont Trading Company. Lee and Amy have been working hard this summer getting new game day and fall items ready for you. It's really exciting seeing all the new gear and clothing on the sales floor. Elkmont features outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Columbia, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, and so many more. But right now, it's all about the unique game day selection at Elkmont. Truly custom jewelry, clothing, tailgating accessories, and home decor that will set you apart. While in town, come in and enjoy locally brewed pint of craft beer and a hearty meal in Elkmont's restaurant. Elkmont is at 93 exit on Highway 123 in Clemson and across the street from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville. And remember, folks, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
Have you traded or do you want to trade cryptocurrency? Don't let the tax headaches you may have heard about stop you. Now there's a secure, easy, and tax-advantaged way to invest in crypto and diversify your portfolio, the Alto Crypto IRA. By opening an Alto Crypto IRA, you can use retirement funds to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency with all the tax advantages of an IRA. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. And since all trading is done through integration with Coinbase, your keys, coin storage, and trades are all completely secure. Set up an account in minutes online and begin trading with as little as $10 or roll over from an existing IRA. There's no account minimum, no setup charges, and no hidden fees. Invest in crypto and modernize your portfolio with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/sports.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.
Walked up to the road race. Texter 329 response to Clemson Dominique says, they barely beat Minnesota. Come on, man. LOL. So he's not buying it. You know, the problem the Bengals face is the division is so tough. Byron, I'm coming to you in 1 minute. Tester 221 asked, do you see any possible way the South Carolina is able to move the football against Georgia's defense this weekend? I mean, on the surface, I think it's going to be difficult. South Carolina didn't do a great job of moving the ball against East Carolina. And Georgia is a mammoth step up from that. South Carolina has a history, though, of playing Georgia relatively tough for whatever reason. We still don't know what the solution is at quarterback for South Carolina this week, whether it's going to be Nolan or Doty. The problem is that South Carolina's strength right now is the run game. And it's really difficult to run the ball in Georgia. You're going to have to be able to mix it up. Now, if it is Doty and he can get outside the pocket and threaten Georgia both in the run game and, you know, threaten the second and third levels of that defense for some eye discipline issues, then, you know, maybe. But it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. You know, we've just not seen enough offense out of South Carolina yet. Blake and Liberty says, Walt, do you think Virginia Tech's for real this season? It's the season of the defense again. This season might save Fuente's job. No, Blake, I don't. I don't think they're for real. I think they won a home game. I'm going to need to see more from Virginia Tech before I buy into Virginia Tech. You know, especially early in the season, I always sort of remind people, there's often two truths about teams, one at home and one away. And I think that's going to be even more true this year. So we only have the home evidence of any particular team to judge, be cautious until you see the away evidence of who somebody is. Byron, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Walt?
Good, Byron. Appreciate you getting in.
So, as a Southern Cal fan, really there's only three people I'm looking at and I'll get your opinion on all three of them. But the only three coaches that I would look at as potential ones to get us over the top are Tony Elliott, Urban Meyer, and James Franklin. Because I don't think we're going to be able to get Eric Bieniemy. First of all, he's not going to want to leave Kansas City with the best quarterback of all time, he will eventually be, and take over USC. I just don't see him wanting to go from that to something that is not as good. But if they could get him, then I would also go after him.
Well, yeah, first, I don't think Mahomes is anywhere near the best quarterback of all time, nor do I think he'll ever be. But in terms of, because I think that's taken and completely out of sight and out of play, and that ended in the Super Bowl last year. But in terms of those guys, I don't know. Do you think Tony Elliott would be a sell to the USC fans? Do you think you'd be able to sell that to the USC fan base? I'm not so sure. I don't know.
As long as he can recruit well, I think he can.
Maybe.
Because the problem with USC has been that they've allowed too many in-state recruits to get away from them, and the guys that they have been getting, even though they're good players, the coaches have not been producing the talent.
They have
the talent to win games, they just don't produce the talent.
Yeah, look, listen, I think the biggest problem, Byron, at Southern California has been recruiting, or lack thereof. It's just not been the same since Pete Carroll was there. Now, some might say that, you know, that some of that was bought and paid for. I don't know. But when Carroll was at USC, USC looked like, you know, Clemson does now, like Alabama does. I mean, maybe even more so. I mean, they had five stars everywhere. The Southern Cal practices were better than any of the games because that's where they were most challenged. There was so much position competition. You don't resemble that at all now. You don't have anywhere near that level of talent in that program, as we've been saying. I mean, again, before you lost a game to Stanford in embarrassing fashion and gave up 42 points, you know, I was saying I just didn't believe in this team because I just didn't think there was any depth of talent at all. You know, again, had Southern Cal played Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State or any of those teams, you'd have been a 21-point-plus underdog. And I just think that speaks to the level of talent in the program. You're just not good enough. So, obviously, that needs to get better. From the James Franklin perspective, is Southern Cal a better job than Penn State? I don't think so. I think it's a worse job. And that's no offense to Southern Cal or their history, Byron. It's just that Penn State, every home game is filling 107,000 people in the stands. You know, out there.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
Let me ask you something. So you want to go back to the Pete Carroll days, for example. When Pete Carroll was winning championships and winning conference championships, they were filling that stadium like a pro team. And if Southern Cal can get back to winning, they can take over that town like they did back in the early 2000s. And that's what it's going to take. They can get the fans there. They can get 100,000 fans, but they have to be good to get that.
Well, you know, one of the dilemmas is, you know, the Penn State people seem very mixed on James Franklin to begin with. Like, I had a text a little while ago from a Penn State fan whose relatives are all Penn State fans, and I'm sort of looking for it right now and not finding it. But the bottom line was, here it is. Well, my father-in-law is a Penn State fan. There are so many fans that want Franklin gone, it's insane. So, I mean, I don't know that Penn State would necessarily fight you for him because it seems like there's some discontent with Franklin as well. Urban Meyer, look, if Urban Meyer is willing to go to Southern Cal, you take him. I mean, you know, even if it's for 5 or 6 years, you take him just to be relevant again. You take him. But, you know, Tony Elliott has roots in the area. He's obviously a smart guy. You know, I just don't know if Southern Cal fans even really know who Tony Elliott is. That would be my question.
Let me ask you this last question. So, with the James Franklin thing, the opportunity for USC to get a guy like James Franklin or Urban Meyer was before they even hired Clay Helton, because those names were being thrown around before they made the decision to go with Clay Helton. So I guess my question would be, do the people that were candidates believe that USC really wants them? Because if they're going to go with a guy who was mediocre in Helton just to keep the program afloat, and now they want to get above the top because they've fallen so low.
Yeah. Look, I think it's a reasonable question, but sometimes schools wake up and just say, we got to go get a guy. Like, Alabama went through a long period of dormancy, what I call the Mike's era, where they hired every guy named Mike known to mankind, and they all sucked. DeBose, Price, Mike, a.k.a. Dennis Franchione, Shula, et cetera. And then they finally decided they need to go pay a real coach. So maybe USC's at the point that they've decided they need to go pay a real coach. Let me tell you, you want to know what conflating elements brought this to a head and resulted in Clay Helton being fired? It's two things. One, it's surrendering 42 points to a Stanford team that no one believed could score 42 points and beat USC. Two, it's that across town, UCLA has something going on. And Southern Cal is not willing to stand pat and watch UCLA become a power again while they sit idly by with Clay Helton.
I'm not sure how to go as far as saying UCLA is about to be a power.
Well, but they look the part right now.
They're good right now, but we'll see at the end of the end of the year. I mean, honestly, I don't think LSU is that great of a team, and they beat Hawaii. So, I mean, I'm not saying that LSU is not a good win, but LSU is not.
You know, but Byron, you know what they didn't do? They didn't give up 42 points to Stanford.
That is true.
You know, and again, I think that UCLA is clearly improved. Now, whether that's long lasting or not, but make no mistake about it, the folks at USC are seeing that too. You know, those two things come together, I think, are a factor. Byron, I have to run. Appreciate the call, as always. Let me tell you about my friends at Water Furnace. You know, geothermal heating is the highest quality heating and cooling you can get. But, you know, here's the thing. With the air system heat pumps, you're forced to utilize the outside air to create the temperature you desire inside. So if it's 100 outside, that's a lot of energy expenditure to get to 68 or 70 inside. The advantage of geothermal is the coils are all under the ground, where the temperature remains constant. It's so much more energy efficient. So much cleaner, so much purer. It's just better. And there's a government agency that ranks life expectancy, and they rank heat pump units as 12 to 15 years, and geothermal as 25 plus years. And the thing is, the coils, the underground part, the difficult part, that part is rated at over 100 years. This is the advantage of geothermal. Two-thirds of your bill comes from your heat pump or comes from your energy source, and you can alleviate 50 to 60% of that cost. Right now, 26% government rebate, 25% state rebate, and if you're with Blue Ridge, $1,600 a ton, 864-73.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson, and up next is your daily Clemson Athletic Update. But first, this word from Founders Federal Credit Union.
Hey, Tiger fans. Founders is all in with Clemson, so get your Clemson debit card today and show off your Tiger pride. Plus, take Founders with you anywhere, anytime with Founders Online. Whether you want lower loan rates, higher saving returns, or just great personalized service, Founders has all the products and services of a big bank with a personalized credit union experience. Clemson University students, faculty, staff, and NTA members are eligible for membership. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. Here are news and notes from Clemson Athletics. Let's start off with men's soccer, as our number two ranked Clemson men's soccer team will be in action tonight at historic Riggs Field, taking on the Eagles of Georgia Southern. Clemson 5-0 on the season, Georgia Southern at 3-2. The 5-0 start for Mike Noonan's ball club is their best since 2019. Tigers won 8 straight in 19 before suffering their first loss. Also, Clemson men's soccer has allowed only one goal so far this season. One goal so far this season. That is the fewest through 5 games since 4-game start back in 2013. Tickets still available for tonight's contest, so come on out to historic Riggs Field. You can order yours online, ClemsonTigers.com. Also want to remind you about some football reunions that will be coming up this weekend as we take on Georgia Tech. The 1970 team, the 1971 team, the 1995 team, 1996 team, the 2010 and 2011 teams, the 2015 and 2016 teams will all have their reunions this weekend for Georgia Tech. It will be great to see all of those players back here and be recognized during the contest. All right, so that's it on this Tuesday. Have a great day, and as always, go Tigers.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers.